As I was reading again this week in John chapter 19 about the crucifixion, I noticed something new to me that I hadn't seen before. In John 19, it says that Jesus knew all things that were about to happen to him when he was finished praying in the garden. And Judas and all the officers and the Pharisees and the chief priests were all coming to find him, to arrest him. Verse 4 said, Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, he had foreknowledge of everything that was about to take place between then and his death and his resurrection, which is sad to me because that was a lot of pain he had to comprehend ahead of time and to march straight into. That was a lot of suffering to know ahead of time. But he knew. Then at the end of the verse, it's a three-word question. He said to them, "Whom seek ye?" That same verse just said he knew everything. Then he asked a question, "Whom seek ye?" This is something that the Lord does throughout Scripture. He knows everything. He is omniscient. But God in the Old Testament and Jesus in the Gospels very often ask questions. Isn't that interesting that he asks questions, being that he already knows? And that shows me a wonderful way to have relationships. Instead of more telling, he does more asking. In the garden, when man, Adam and Eve, had just sinned, Genesis 3, he came up to them. They were ashamed. They were hiding from him. He knew everything that had just happened. And he asked them a series of four questions. Two questions to both of them. Then he asked Adam a question. Then he asked Eve a question. He did not ask the serpent or the devil any questions. He totally ignored him until he told him what his punishment was, because he was not trying to reason with the devil and build a relationship with him. But he was with Adam and Eve. He wanted them to say with their mouth what it was that had happened. He did the same thing when Cain killed Abel. He asked him a question, even though, of course, God already knew what had happened. Isn't that a good relationship tip for us? Less telling, more asking. If God, who knows everything, usually comes into human relationships asking questions, definitely I should do more of that. As my children get older, right now my children are, I have three boys. They are 15, 18, and 21. The time is really past for a mom to be doing a lot of telling. It is really the time for me to be asking. Two of them are adults, legally, and one is a freshman in high school, getting close to adulthood. If I need them to do chores or something like this, I try to either write out a list or ask their dad to discuss it with them. I like to be in the relationship with them at this point of asking, not demanding. Definitely in a marriage, it is best to do some asking, to find things out, to see another person's perspective, to ask questions, to get to know what the other person is thinking. I love the fact that our omniscient God is so loving, that he bends his ear down to earth and wants to know what a sinful, worthless human being like myself has to say. Isn't that amazing in prayer? It brings tears to my eyes to think God wants to know what I think out loud. He wants to hear what I think, even though he already knows. And I love that. I just read something about the happy marriages and happy relationships. And one thing that science has studied and has seen is that couples that remain happy, they have a little, there's something that is in common with the couples that remain happy together. And that is when one person says something, the other person correspondingly mentions something about it too, joins in the conversation, has a remark about it. I don't mean a debate or a fight, but acknowledges what the other person just said verbally. They come in to the conversation instead of ignoring them or just looking at them or just shaking their head. They make a verbal affirmation that they understood what the other person said. And that is a commonplace thing that couples who are happy long-term do with each other. They engage together. They validate each other's. And God does that with us. So I want to do that with others. Less telling, less knowing everything, more asking questions. Have a great week, friends. Let's walk in love. We love God through loving others.